This is the Snowplow Show, brought to you by Phone Losers of America, and by Sensei Doug, sharing decades of experience with the PLA community, teaching stances, forms, punches, blocks, and kicks to all you sissies.
We just tuned into the Snowplow Show. Yes, that's when we realize that we're in luck. We can't wait, let the prank calls begin. When Brad makes landlords angry, we're listening to the Snowplow Show. When psycho complainers get accused, we're listening to the Snowplow Show. Meanwhile, Brad is drinking Four Locos. Cactus. PLA people, phone losers of America. Cactus. PLA people, but we're not desperate hobos. Cactus. PLA people, phone losers of America. Cactus. PLA people, but we're not desperate hobos. Cactus. PLA people, phone losers of America. Cactus. PLA people, but we're not desperate hobos. Cactus. PLA people, phone losers of America.
Hello, everybody. You're listening to the Snowplow Show, episode 805. This one's brought to you by Shrink Man, the Stunning Kruger Effect, Jimmy S., I, Rasputin the Tasteful, and Mano One. Thanks all of those people for supporting us at patreon.com/phonelosers, and all of the other people, too, I guess, who support the show. I was on Milkbox's show last week. I would have told you that last week if I did a show last week. This show was supposed to be last week's, but I just couldn't finish it up. I don't know why. Finally doing it, though. So that was 1 week ago. That was May 8th, 2023. Go listen to that episode of the Milkbox Show over at prankcast.com/milkbox. I know I did a few pranks. I can't remember what all happened. We're having a meetup this year, September 9th and 10th, in not Chicago, Illinois. It's some suburb of Chicago, Illinois. I've been told I'm not allowed to say the Chicago word anymore. Is it Elmhurst or something? I don't know, but it's at the VCF Midwest, which is vcfmw.org. That's V as in five, C as in Q, F as in Fajord, M as in mnemonic, and W as in Y, .org.
Hello.
Hey, Karen?
Yeah?
It's your neighbor. It's Roy.
Hi.
Hi.
Which neighbor?
I live over on Myrtle Drive, just kind of around the corner.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And I don't know if it's you or your husband, but I know one of you keeps hacking into my Wi-Fi. And could you not hack into my Wi-Fi, please?
I'm not hacking into your Wi-Fi.
Oh, I know it's you. I got a directional antenna and I traced it to your house.
I would like you to send me something. I don't even go on to Wi-Fi for anything other than doing my bills and stuff on my telephone.
Okay, ma'am.
So I think you have the wrong person, or you need to contact me.
Well, no,
in writing at what you're getting.
It's probably your husband then, because somebody from your house just keeps hacking my Wi-Fi, and I'd really appreciate it if you'd just stop that.
Well, why don't we start here? Why don't you tell me what your Wi-Fi is so that I can look into this, because I have not a clue what you're talking about. My husband doesn't go on, you know, Wi-Fi unless he's hacking into gaming, but I hardly doubt that.
Your husband hacks into gaming?
I said, if you're considering that my husband is hacking into gaming, he doesn't even game. So I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, well, you two are the second people that keep hacking into my account, into my Wi-Fi. And I wish everybody would just stop it.
I want to know what is your Wi-Fi that we're hacking into that you're accusing me of?
Oh, I have it set as a NSA surveillance van number 7. That's just a joke, though.
Surveillance van number 7. Okay.
Whoa, what's that
and
noise?
Is this your home phone number?
Is that the doorbell?
Is this your home phone? That is my sister-in-law's doorbell who I met.
Oh,
yes.
Wow, that's an annoying.
Well, that's not for you to have to worry about being annoying. That's for her because she's hard of
hearing.
Okay, well,
I wouldn't have to listen to that if you weren't hacking my Wi-Fi.
I'm not hacking your Wi-Fi.
Well, your
is
husband.
Is this your home number? Is this your home number?
Yeah, the one that I'm calling from is. Your husband's okay, hacking my Wi-Fi.
I can call my attorney, have them contact you about this. How does that sound?
You
can handle it with me.
Do you have your husband's
You're accusing me of doing something that I am not doing.
Okay, well, sounds like it's your husband then. Do you have his work number? I'm going to call him up at work and yell at him.
No, you don't have a work number.
I know.
I don't even know who you are, and I'm going to give you his work number?
Yeah, can you give it to me? I want to call him up and yell at him real good.
I'm not going to give it to you. When he gets home, he can call you. How's that? Okay. I'll have him call you.
That's
and you can
fine.
Yell at him.
Oh, I
and
hope.
I'm going to see what he gets.
I hope he does call me and ask him all I need is an apology. That's all. You're not.
No apology. An apology when you hear from our attorney for accusation, for falsely accusing us of something. That's
okay.
What you'll get when you get an
apology. That seems silly to waste attorney money on. Instead, just stop
acting.
I don't
have to waste. It's not silly to waste attorney money when somebody's accusing you of something.
Kind of is. I mean, it's just basically name calling, and you're getting attorneys involved. Come on.
It's all recorded right now. It's all recorded what you just accused me of.
Listen to your honey baby. Just calm down. Just get your husband.
No.
And have him call me, and me and him will handle it like men.
No.
We won't have to get silly attorneys.
He'll have an attorney, believe me. We have an attorney in the family, so it doesn't cost us a penny. But we'll make sure that you get put in your
place.
Well,
that sounds really annoying to your family attorney person.
No, it's not.
Because, like, you know, he's got to put work into this, and you're making him spend.
He doesn't matter.
You're making him spend his personal time.
He doesn't mind.
Oh, no, no.
He's
just being nice. Like, it's like when you have a plumber in the family, and you're like, hey, a bunch of my plumbing's broken. You need to come over here and fix my shit for free, please. Hurry up.
That's
has to
not
be done
your tonight. Problem. That's
okay.
Not your problem.
Well, I'm just saying you're super annoying to that relative of yours.
Well, you're super annoying to the human race. How's that?
Well, your husband's super annoying for hacking my Wi-Fi.
My husband is not hacking your Wi-Fi.
Why don't you two just buy your own internet?
I'm sorry, what?
Why don't you two just buy your own internet? I know usually you don't like
to... We have our own internet. I don't know who you are or why you're accusing me of hacking your internet.
Well, I don't know. You seem kind of like a cheapskate. You won't even pay for a real attorney. I know you're not going to pay for internet either.
You know what? Why don't you call somebody else and bother them?
Don't you wish... I was going to ask if she wished she had a relative at the internet company that could give her free internet like her... lawyer relative gives her free legal stuff. I wonder what she gives him in return, just like gossip and stuff. I hope I get a call back from that guy, but it'll probably happen while I'm gone later this evening.
Hello.
Hey, William.
Who's calling?
Oh, this is Jim from the Homeowners Association.
Oh. Who are you looking for?
Donna or William?
This is Donna.
Oh, okay. You sound like a man.
It's my allergies.
Yeah, right. No, you just sound like a man.
Whatever. It's my allergies.
Ma'am, we need you to stop hacking Mrs. Steuben's Wi-Fi.
You have to do what?
You've been hacking Mrs. Steuben's Wi-Fi?
I don't even know who that is.
Oh, she's one of your neighbors. She lives within two blocks of you. And you just need to stop.
I'm not from That's why I'm not.
Now, what are you talking about?
I'm not. I'm association. I have no idea what. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, well, that doesn't give you any right to be hacking Mrs. Steuben's Wi-Fi. Because, you know, she just...
I'm not hacking anybody, dude. What the hell?
Well, no, she traced it back to you. She got some kind of equipment and traced it back to you. And
I don't even know who that is.
She doesn't want you hacking her Wi-Fi.
Well, you know what? Until you tell me who it is, I'm going to hack away.
Well, she lives around the corner from you. Drive.
I have no idea where that is.
Okay.
Like, I'm not being a smartass. I have no idea where that is.
It doesn't matter if you don't know her. You just need to stop hacking her damn Wi-Fi, okay?
How am I hacking her? I got my own Wi-Fi. Why would I hack hers?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know. I guess my own.
She's got the wrong person, okay?
Oh, no.
She's got the wrong person.
No, it's definitely you. She showed us the evidence. Damn it, next door, Nick. You gave me the wrong HOA. Either that or that lady just doesn't know anything. I think that's probably it. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, you didn't say hello first. That was weird.
No, I don't, because stuff I didn't show you know.
Because you what?
I feel numb that I don't know. I don't answer it first.
Well, that doesn't make any sense. That's not how phones work. You silly Billy.
It's what now?
That's not how phones work. That's not how phones work. You're supposed to pick up and say hello. Because I'm your neighbor.
And you are?
Yeah, I'm your neighbor, Roy. I usually use your Wi-Fi for my internet, and your Wi-Fi is being really slow today.
Mine has been slow today.
Yeah,
yours. Mine is slow every day.
I know, but it's especially.
Sometimes the phone don't even ring.
It's especially slow today. Like, can you fix your Wi-Fi? Because I need your Wi-Fi to be better.
Oh, well, I don't miss my Wi-Fi. I don't know how to do it, so I just use my phone.
Yeah, but come on, like, what about me? Because I need to use I use your Wi-Fi all the time. So what about
you use my Wi-Fi all the time?
Yeah, I hacked into it.
What you doing hacking into my Wi-Fi?
I need somebody's Wi-Fi around here that I can use for my internet.
I'm sorry.
And yours, you know, yours works. But today is it's a mess today, though. It's like, did you do something weird to it? Did you move your modem or something?
No.
What happened?
I don't know.
I'm trying to watch Netflix. I'm trying to watch Netflix, and I can't even watch Netflix. Ma'am. I could not tell what was going on in the background there. She probably doesn't even have home internet, though. Just uses her cell phone.
Hello?
Is Ashley there?
No, you got the wrong number, my friend.
No, I don't. Come on, go get Ashley. Go get her.
Ashley, come here!
Hey, who is that?
Alright, there's the wrong number. I'm on a Reggie list now. He sent me a list with thousands of phone numbers on it that I'll probably never run out of. Thanks for that, Reggie.
Hello.
Hey, this is Shaquille.
This is her.
Okay, great. I'm your neighbor. It's Brad. And I was trying to connect to your Wi-Fi to use your internet, and it is not working today.
You said do what now?
Well, I usually use your Wi-Fi to do all my internet stuff with, to watch movies and play games and stuff, but it is not working today. Like, I can barely stay connected to it. Did you get a new router?
Who is this?
Oh, this is Brad. I live over on Maple Street.
Okay, I'm not sure, because how did you get connected to it?
Oh, I used some hacking software, and I cracked your password. Whoa, hey. That's weird. She hung up in surprise, it sounded like. Let me try her right back.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. 9.
Now she won't pick back up.
Hello?
Hey, Francis?
No, this is his wife.
Oh, okay. Well, this is your neighbor. It's Brad.
Hi, Brad. How are you?
Pretty good. I was using your Wi-Fi today, and there's an intruder on your Wi-Fi, I noticed. There's somebody...
Hold on 1 second. Francis! Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Stop.
There's someone on the phone. He said his neighbor Brad. He said there's an intruder on the Wi-Fi. Don't call.
Hello?
Hello? Francis? Hello?
Yeah?
Hey, I was on your Wi-Fi earlier. I'm your neighbor.
Hold on. Can't really hear you.
Oh, okay. Weird. Your wife can hear me just fine.
No, she has you on speakerphone. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm just on your Wi-Fi, and I noticed there's somebody else connected, somebody else here in the neighborhood, and did you give someone else permission to use your Wi-Fi? Because I've never seen them on before.
I don't know. Okay, what does it say on the Wi-Fi?
That's not even my Wi-Fi, that's Mom and Dad's Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I'm just I use your Wi-Fi to watch all my movies and play my games and stuff. But
why are you using our Wi-Fi to play your games?
Oh, because I don't have my own Wi-Fi, so I just use other people's in the neighborhood. But I'm not doing anything wrong on it. But I don't know who this other person is. Like they've been on there all day today though, using your Wi-Fi.
Well, what does it say?
Oh, it just shows me how much data they've used. It's not a ton of data. Actually, I've used more than them.
But where do you live, sir?
What's that?
Where do you live in our neighborhood?
Well, I'm on the next street over. I'm on Maple Street.
Where's Maple Street?
One street over from you.
I don't know of a Maple Street over here.
You don't live in Goldsboro?
No, we don't live in Goldsboro.
Oh, okay. What are you wasting my time for?
Hello.
Hello.
You said, why are we wasting your time?
Yeah, I was just trying to figure out what's going on here because there's some lady on this.
I'm talking about what's going on here with you because you're calling us like you know us and then...
Oh, no, I don't know you.
I don't know you either.
Yeah, I'm just some random neighbor.
Okay, but, don't call this number again. I will report you for harassment if you call this phone again.
Why would you report me for harassment? How did I harass?
I don't know what you're doing. You're full of some nonsense. I don't know what you're doing. I don't know who you are and how you even got this phone number.
I thought I was calling my neighbor, you dumb bitch.
Your mama.
You call asking for me by name. I don't even know you.
Yeah, I don't know you either, sir. And I don't.
If you're calling from Goldsboro, then that's another problem because I mean you're tapping into my mother's Wi-Fi, which she's dead, meaning that you're tapping into her line illegally, which I need to call my sister to have her to deal with you.
Whoa, that's a lot.
And have the police to check the lines to see who you are.
What are you talking about? No, I'm not doing anything bad on the Wi-Fi. But there is an intruder
on
there.
You're calling here asking for me by name. I don't know you. Who are you?
I don't know you either. I just live on Maple Street. You guys just happen to have an open Wi-Fi. And
okay, hang on.
Oh, man, I wanted that conversation to keep going. Everybody just keeps hanging up on me today, though. Whoa. Hello. Dennis?
Uh-huh.
Hey, it's your neighbor. It's Brad.
Who?
Brad, I live over on Maple Street. You know, I don't really know you or anything. I just have a question. Hello? Dennis?
Uh-huh.
Hey, what are you doing? What are you doing over there?
I'm sitting here watching TV. Get ready for watching the wrestling on TV.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I'm using your Wi-Fi right now, you know? I'm connected to your Wi-Fi to use my, you know, just to be on the internet.
Uh-huh.
And you have an intruder on your Wi-Fi, I noticed.
I don't know anybody that talked to my wife about it. I don't know mess with it. Hey, Tanya, let me call it. Hey, Tanya. I'm sure I can keep my wife. She knows more about it. I don't know. I don't miss the computer or nothing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. It's just, you know, there's somebody else on the Wi-Fi and it's a little weird. I feel a little creeped out that somebody's on here with us.
Let me talk to my wife.
Okay.
Hello.
Okay.
Johnny, what you at? This man wants to talk to you about the Wi-Fi. I know he was on our Wi-Fi.
Hello.
Hello. I'm your neighbor. I live over on Maple Street. This is Brad.
Uh-huh.
And I'm on your Wi-Fi. I'm just watching some movies and stuff on Netflix, and I noticed there's an intruder on your Wi-Fi.
An intruder?
Yeah, somebody else from the neighborhood is on your Wi-Fi. I don't know who it is, but I got on her computer and I looked through her webcam, and she is sitting in her house naked on your Wi-Fi.
What?
This lady, I don't know who she is. It must be somebody here from the neighborhood. But she is naked, and she's sitting in front of her webcam on her computer.
So what I need to do about that?
I don't know. Maybe change your password. I don't know how she would have got in there.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, like, I'm on your internet every day, you know, just using it for watching movies and playing games, and I have never seen her on there.
Oh. Well, most time when people have Wi-Fi at home, can't somebody else connect with their Wi-Fi anyway?
Oh, only if you give them the password. But you didn't give me the password. Yeah, you didn't give me the password. I used some hacking tools, and I hacked into your Wi-Fi.
Oh, Lord.
But maybe that's what this lady did, this naked lady.
Uh-huh.
Because she's just sitting there. I think she's watching TV or something, and she's naked. Like, I can see her boobs and everything, ma'am.
Oh, Lord.
Who just sits there naked like that? It's a little creepy, I think.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Well, how you see somebody when they're watching, you watching on the Wi-Fi?
Oh, I was able to hack into her computer and look at her webcam. Hey, tell Dennis that there's a naked lady on his Wi-Fi. And see what he thinks of that.
He said there's a naked lady on our Wi-Fi. I don't neither. I got Wi-Fi, but I don't know nothing about all that other stuff with it. About how people can, how you can see them on, it's on a cam.
Yeah.
So you have a cam thing on your computer.
Yeah, well, she's got a MacBook, and it's got a camera built in. I'm just spying on her camera.
Okay, so she got one of them cam things on hers.
Yeah, one of those new cam things.
Mm-hmm. See, I don't have that on mine.
Well, that's good, because I would probably be curious and start spying on you.
Oh, my goodness. So who are you?
Oh, my name's Brad. I live over on Maple.
Okay, you live on Maple.
Yeah, but like a block over. I'm over in the 1600 block of Maple. Yep. And I've hacked into your Wi-Fi.
And the other lady have too, and she's sitting in front of the thing naked.
Yeah, she's just sitting there naked.
But what's her address? Do you know her address?
No, I don't know how to tell. I can just see what she's doing on her computer. Maybe I'll look through her personal correspondence and see if she's put her address on anything.
Okay. Well, I don't know what to do about it. What should I do about it?
I don't know. Maybe she's harmless. Maybe I'll go around the neighborhood and start knocking on everyone's doors and see if I recognize the naked girl, if she answers.
Is she black or white?
She's white.
She's white?
Yeah. Do you know any white naked girls in the neighborhood?
No.
Shit.
No.
All right. I love you, Bim.
Oh, huh?
I love you. Goodbye. I gotta go.
Goodbye.
I gotta go do some more hacking.
Okay, bye.
Bye. I love you. Bye. I've had enough of Dennis and Teresa and their terrible sound quality phone because I think they're running the TV or something. Here is a call coming in. Hello.
Yeah, who's this?
That's Brad. Is this my neighbor?
This is who?
It's Brad. Is this my neighbor?
No, you called a while ago. This is, I'm on Holly Street.
Yeah, I live like a block over. I was in your Wi-Fi, and I noticed there's an intruder in there.
No, you got me mistaken. I'm not even on Wi-Fi.
Oh, yes, you are. Maybe you don't use it, but you have Wi-Fi in your house.
But I don't see how.
And I use your Wi-Fi to watch movies and stuff, But today there's...
What street are you on?
Hey, calm down. Don't yell at me, you motherfucker.
I didn't mean to yell at you. I said, what street are you on? And what you call me?
I called you a motherfucker because you're being a total motherfucker. And then you're trying to lie
okay,
to me.
We don't dial this number no more,
tell
man.
Tell me you don't have Wi-Fi. What a bunch of bullshit.
I don't have Wi-Fi. I didn't think I had Wi-Fi.
Oh, you do
I
too.
I got regular cable, I thought.
Yeah, you got cable. I don't use. And then you have the Wi-Fi package. I looked on your account.
Well, I sure don't know how I got Wi-Fi.
Okay, yeah. I use your Wi-Fi just, you know, to do things. That's all. Don't worry about it. What?
I'll check into it to see why I got Wi-Fi. I'm not supposed to have it.
Okay.
And if I'm getting charged for it and I don't use it, that's crazy.
Hey, if I ever see you, like, out in front of your house or something, I'm going to come up there and I'm going to kiss you on the mouth.
Well, I'd rather you not do that, man. What street do you live on? You didn't answer me.
Well, no, it's going to be a nice kiss. I live in Holly. I'm just 2 blocks up.
Okay, well, best thing you do, man, if it's all right, just stay away from me, man.
Oh, no, I was hoping to get a kiss on the mouth. I'm old, too.
Okay, just leave me alone. How about that, dude?
But,
goodbye.
Just a small kiss, just a peck on the cheek. Man, nobody ever wants to kiss me on the mouth.
Hello.
Hey, Leonard?
Yeah.
It's your neighbor. It's Roy.
Roy.
Yeah, and you need to stay off of my Wi-Fi. Like, you can't just be hacking my Wi-Fi like that.
What are you talking about?
Oh, you know what I'm talking about. You just need to stay off my Wi-Fi.
I'm not on your Wi-Fi, man. I got my own Wi-Fi.
Yeah, so if you got your own Wi-Fi, why are you on my Wi-Fi? What are you trying to do?
I'm not on your Wi-Fi. I don't even know what your Wi-Fi is. I don't even know who you are.
Oh, this is your neighbor. I live just around the corner. I'm like within range for you to be happy.
Around the corner from me. Look, around the corner where?
I got some. I'm on Burlington Drive. And I got some directional antenna stuff, and I traced the hacking back to your house. So you just need to cut.
I'm not Roy. I'm telling you, I don't even know who you are or what your Wi-Fi name is or what. I've got my own Wi-Fi here. It's locked. Everybody around here is locked.
Oh, bullshit. No, I've been on your Wi-Fi. It's pretty easy to crack. You're using that one authentication scheme. It's like super easy.
Then tell me what my Wi-Fi is that you were on.
Oh, I don't remember, but.
Tell me the name of it.
Hey, shut up. I've been on all the Wi-Fis in the neighborhood. I'm just saying, you need to stay out of my Wi-Fi.
Don't fucking tell me to shut up, man. Who are you?
Well, you're being kind of, like, aggressive toward me.
No, I'm not being aggressive. You're the one who just is accusing me of something that I'm telling you that I do not go on anybody's Wi-Fi around here. I don't even care.
Well, I'm telling you, I traced it back to your house. You better cut that out. Another weird hang-up just in the middle of talking. That's all anyone's doing today is just hanging up on me. I'm about to quit.
Hello?
Hey, James? James?
This isn't James. Are you calling about a vehicle for sale?
Oh, no. I'm calling from the apartments here on Street. Are you in number 224?
I think you got the wrong number.
Oh, well, why would they put this phone number on? It says James. Why are you guys up to something weird and sketchy?
No, James is my roommate. I don't know why you'd accidentally put my phone number down.
Oh, okay. Well, go get him.
Who is this?
You don't live in apartment 224?
No, we don't live in any apartments.
Okay, settle down. Don't yell at me. Jesus.
So again, who is this before I go get him?
Oh, I already told you. I'm with the apartment office. We need to have a little word with James. All right, go get him.
Don't tell me what to do, dude.
Well, I told you who I am. I told you who I am. Go get him now. That was the deal. You son of a bitch.
Where are you at? You want your ass beat? They'll come beat your
fucking
ass.
Oh, I'm down here at the office. You come down here and try to beat my ass, I'm going to kiss you on the mouth. Tenderly.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I will. I'm going to give you the nicest kiss you've ever had.
So what's your name, dude?
Hey, This doesn't concern you. It's between me and James, motherfucker. Go get him.
I'm not getting anybody. You called me. Well, I want to know what's going on.
Well, you know what? You're a shitty secretary. You're pretending you don't even know James. You're like, James, who's that? And you're pretending you don't live in the apartments. You be a good little secretary there, honey, and go get James.
James is right here, motherfucker. You better quit calling me names. I'm going to figure out where you're at. I'm going to come beat your fucking ass.
No, I don't think you're going to do that, you piece of shit.
James, somebody's calling me asking for you.
Oh,
geez.
He's got my number.
Yeah, he said he's got your number, motherfucker.
Yeah.
You better fuck up. I'm going to come down here. I'm going to beat the fucking hell out of you.
I know he has my number, you fucking idiot. That's how phone calls work. You call, and your number shows up on their caller ID. Durr.
You're fucking retarded. You called me.
You think I'm surprised that my number showed up when I called you?
Call him yourself.
What? Hey, James, your roommate's a big idiot. All right, that was supposed to be another Wi-Fi call, but James's roommate derailed the whole thing.
Hello?
Hey, this is Paul.
Yes, it is.
Hey, this is your neighbor. It's Brad.
My neighbor, Brad.
Yeah. I'm on your Wi-Fi right now, and it is just going really slow, and I did some searching on it.
What the fuck are you talking about? Who is this?
Oh, I've connected to your Wi-Fi to watch movies.
My Wi-Fi to what?
Your Wi-Fi at your house.
To my house?
Look here, sir. You need to calm down. I'm just trying to let you know.
You need to fuck off.
There's an intruder in your Wi-Fi, sir.
Oh, okay.
I was just trying to help you. Jeez.
Yeah.
Just trying to be neighborly.
Where do I live?
On Drive. You don't even know where you live?
Colony Drive. You better fucking check your updates on that, brother. I sold that house 9 years ago.
Okay. Well, how the fuck am I supposed to know that? I was just looking in the phone book. I was just trying to be neighborly and help you out. Yeah, people are so uptight about every little thing. I'm just trying to help, that's all.
Hello?
Is this Tom?
It is.
Hey, I'm on your Wi-Fi right now. This is Brad. I'm your neighbor. And your Wi-Fi is going incredibly slow. And I don't know if you need to reboot your modem or something. But can you do something about it?
Who are you?
This is your neighbor. It's Brad. I live over on Harvey Street.
Why are you on my Wi-Fi?
To watch movies. I'm watching Netflix. But it's like, usually it works just fine, but today and yesterday, it is just, hey, let me try him again.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Tom, listen here, buddy. I'm gonna give you bad Yelp reviews. I'm going to give you bad Google reviews, and I'm going to call the Better Business Bureau, because this is a bunch of bullshit. I'm trying to catch up on season 4 of Barry, and I've been watching the same episode for like 3 days because your TV won't play the whole episode. Your damn modem. So you need to get that modem fixed. It's a bunch of bullshit. Tom. There, I told Tom how much bullshit this is.
Thank you for calling Century 21. How can I help you?
Hey, this is Brad over at the salon next door.
Yes.
And we're using your Wi-Fi over here, but it is being really slow today. Like, can you reboot the modem or something? Because we're just trying to watch some HBO.
Why don't you have your own Wi-Fi? Why would you be using our Wi-Fi?
Oh, no, we don't have our own Wi-Fi. We were using that CPA across the street for a while, but they locked theirs down. So we're using yours now.
Well, I'm sorry, things are running fine here. I'm not gonna stop things for my agents that are working.
Well, do you think it's
to reboot?
Is it just the heat or something outside? I don't know. What would cause the Wi-Fi to just
suddenly... I don't know why you would be using ours and how you got in it, because ours is locked down.
Oh yeah, but we have hacker.
Apparently not.
We have hacker tools, like software that cracks. I guess that's just all people know to do is just to hang up when you tell them you hacked their Wi-Fi. I thought I'd have more luck with the business, but apparently not. I wonder if she's running over there to give him a piece of her mind about being on their wife.
Thank you for calling Century 21. How can I help you?
Hi, I was talking to someone about the Wi-Fi I got hung up on.
Hello, Brad?
Yeah, hey.
Why are you using our Wi-Fi?
Oh, I already told that previous person that it was because we were watching HBO.
No. We are a real estate office, and if you are not a licensed agent that works out of this office or anything to do affiliated with us, get out of my Wi-Fi.
Okay, well, I'm sorry, because I was hey, this is not how a phone conversation works, people.
Yes.
I keep getting hung up on. That's not how conversations
exactly.
work.
Exactly. We are done. Stay out of our internet.
Well, at least I'm not using the MLS database. Come on. I don't even know what that is.
Stay out of our internet. Get your own for watching your movies.
Well, can I get into the MLS database?
No.
Why not? I don't even know what that is. How do I use it? All right. I give up on them. I think I'm going to end it there. I have tried a lot of other businesses. I've just been scrolling all over the map and calling up businesses and pretending to be one business using another business's Wi-Fi. They get confused about it, but nobody really yelled at me real good. Oh man, here's a jiu-jitsu place, but it's closed until 5:30 p.m. Shoot, that'd be a fun one if it were open. I should just wait around until 5:30. But no, we're going to end it now. We're going to play some voicemails.
Hey, Brad, this is Junior from Poughkeepsie, New York.
Hey.
What happened to that lady, Neon?
I don't know.
And what happened to Devin?
I don't know.
And what happened to Sonny?
We haven't heard from Devin in years now.
And what happened to Sonny? They all need to be on your show.
Who the fuck's Sonny?
And that asshole, the white, but I like him anyway, but I like you better. All right.
Thanks.
Take care. Keep doing what you're doing. I love your show. Have a blessed day.
So Neon's website is still up. I haven't seen her in a while, but if you want to listen to her archive, it's 976neon.com. And Devin is here every week. She's on prankcast.com doing her Wednesday evening show. I turn up on a lot of her shows myself. And who the fuck is Sonny? Does anybody know who Sonny is? It's probably something really obvious that I should remember. Also, why are you leaving two voicemails in a row? You know I'm just going to delete this other one. Duh.
Hey, Brad. It's Redbeard.
Hey.
From Alabama.
Hello.
I was just calling to say it's been a couple months since I signed up for Patreon, and I got to listen to all the hobosodes. And anybody who is a fan of the show that isn't subscribed and paying for that is completely stupid.
Yeah.
That's all.
You're all a bunch of stupids.
The hobosodes, it's awesome. All right. Love you, Brad.
Thanks, Redbeard, for calling all of the listeners out there stupid, except for the ones that give me money. You guys aren't stupid, just those other ones.
Hola. This message is for Redbox Chili Pepper. I want to say I enjoy the Snowplow show. I've been listening for a few years now, and I'm going from the most recent all the way back on my Apple podcast. And I was just amazed by episode 154, Adios Radio Shack. I can't believe you had that lady in there switching all the breakers off herself.
Yeah.
Put herself in the dark.
Uh-huh.
That's probably the craziest thing I've heard you do on so far.
Yeah, back in the day.
I hope she didn't get fired for that.
She did not get fired because I forget who did this, but one of the listeners actually lived near her, and he drove by her store and photographed that it was closed and there was some kind of a sign on the window. But then he went in there the next day and gave her a cactus plant and, I don't know, like a nice card or something, maybe some chocolates, and let her know that she'd been pranked, and she posed for pictures, and it was kind of nice, really.
The
I don't think she got fired, though.
Out, that was pretty good. Well,
thank you.
Thanks a bunch. And
No, thank you.
Hope to hear a new episode soon.
Okay, bye. This is a long voicemail.
Hey, this is Close Off from Southern Alabama.
Hey.
I love the last episode with the malls. Also,
thank you.
What was in the box, man?
You know, people are always saying, you really need to be subscribed to the Hobosodes, because you're really missing out if you're not on the Hobosodes. But it's especially true on that one, because I love that one, because there's this girl who hung out with me for a while. I pranked her, and it didn't work out, so next thing I know, I'm pranking her roommates while she's listening and giggling in the background. That was a lot of fun on the last Hobosode, or maybe it was a couple Hobosodes at this point. And it reminded me of that one Wendy's Hobosode where I had that girl Rachel co-host almost the entire show with me while I pranked all of her co-workers. That was a lot of fun. So what I'm saying is everybody needs to subscribe to the Hobosodes. You're missing out. What the hell?
What was in the box, man? What was in the FBI box that they sent you on accident? We all want to know.
I think I wrote that in the description.
Please tell us. Come on, man. It's been like 5 years. What was in the box?
I think I updated the description of that video. I don't even remember which YouTube that is on, but I did this unboxing of everything that the FBI confiscated from me, and then they gave it back a few months later, but they gave me something extra. They gave me an extra box, and inside that box was a hard drive belonging to Safeway. But it's okay, they didn't send me an unencrypted drive or anything. That would be stupid. It was a completely encrypted drive, and wrapped around the hard drive was a piece of paper that had the encryption code on it, so I could decrypt it and do another episode of the Snowplow Show Grocery Store Complainers. That would have been epic, but I didn't do that. Instead, I called my attorney and the police came over and picked up the box from me. It was pretty amazing. That's what was in the box.
Hello, hello. This is Philip.
Hey.
Massachusetts.
Hey.
I'm pretty far away from New Bedford, but
all the way from New Bedford.
Appliance,
Neil,
knowledge that you have.
All the way.
I was going to tell you about a friend of mine who used to climb in the dryer when we were kids and turn it on when he was crazy. It's crazy, but
that is crazy.
One of my other friends called me Philip.
Was it a gas dryer? Was he losing brain cells while he did it?
Philip the Toilet is probably the worst nickname anyone could ever have. There's no comeback from that one.
Nope.
But anyway,
he's fucked.
Keep using the safety hole in your microwave and run it all day if you want in the trees.
Thank
Hope that's
you.
Less than 30 seconds or whatever.
No, it's like later. A minute. It's a minute long.
Yes.
And
shit pants fool.
And there's a follow-up voicemail.
Lastly, I forgot to tell you that if you talk to Tina again, tell her to eat her food.
Okay. You mean eat her dinner? It's not her food, it's her dinner. What are you talking about anyway? Who's Tina?
Hey, Brad, this is Eliza in Tennessee.
Hello.
And my hormones have been revoked by the government. And I just want to know, I'm trying to fight this vampire, this RPG, and I have to be a female. I need my hormones to be female, and the vampire is going to get me if I don't get my hormones. And Tennessee, do you believe in trans rights? Okay, bye.
Yes, I do. Also vampires. Why don't you quit asking me these weird trick questions trying to get me canceled or something?
Oh my god, Brad. So I have been a listener since 2013.
Okay.
And I was just listening to your latest show, and I just realized that Jesus in a dump truck is what GAD stands for.
Yeah.
It just hit me. I thought
that's amazing.
That his name was GAD, and his channel just happened to be named Jesus in a dump truck. I never realized that it stood for that, like an acronym.
It's crazy.
Anyway,
isn't
I just
it?
Had to
it's just crazy.
Say that so everyone else could have that same epiphany.
Yep.
Or maybe I'm just stupid and everyone else already knew that. Okay.
Oh,
I love
no,
you.
No.
Bye.
That was totally an epiphany. I think you're the first person to figure that out, and now everybody else knows. Thank you for that. Also, I don't know what you're doing with your phone number, but Google Voice marked it as spam. I'm going to tell Google Voice that this was not spam. So there you go. You're welcome.
Hey, Brad. It's Dave from Texas.
Hey.
Haven't called in a while. I think it was a couple episodes ago of the Hobosode, or maybe a Snowplow Show, that where the lady was screeching, actually, David, emergency.
Yeah.
But it rang true to me because it's like, that's what my wife does to me, you know, that wife of mine. So anyway, love the show and have a great day, man.
Thank you. I will. It's going to be the greatest day. And here is the very last voicemail.
Hello, Brad. It's Thirstacastic calling in from the great state of South Carolina.
Hey.
Hey, man, to say how much I love this show, it's a win-win. As a Patreon supporter, I'm proud to be. As a part of the community, it's plain to see.
Oh.
I've listened to 398 Hobosodes and worked through the Snowplow Show episodes. I have a number for a lady, it's true, who sounds and acts just like Beverly. Woo-hoo. Okay. Soon I'll send them both numbers to call, so keep up the good work. Brad, you inspire us all.
Is it weird that it took me like half of this voicemail to realize that he was rhyming? I don't know why.
Thanks for the laughs, the pranks, and the fun. My support for this show has just begun. So keep doing what you do with passion and zeal, and I'll keep listening. Your loyal fan for real. Take care, Brad. Thank you so much. Have a good one. Bye.
Why, thank you. It was a very nice poem. It was very cute. I appreciate it. So I think that's where I'm going to stop doing the voicemails, and we're going to end this show. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Thank you to the sponsors of today's show, Shrink Man, The Stunning Kruger Effect, Jimmy S., I Rasputin the Tasteful, and Mano One. It's because of the supporters that I keep doing shows every week. Thanks, everybody. I'll see you next time.
Megan calling from Century 21 Home Advisors. I apologize that you got bored with holding while we were trying to understand that you were using our internet, which is a private network. So if you could please stop doing that. It is technically illegal to use someone's private network. I would really appreciate that. So we'll make some changes on our end to fix the issue. And hope you have a great day. Thanks so much.